Alrighty, folks, welcome back to the show where once you see the giant wiener, you just can't take your eyes off of it. We are talking, of course, about Vanderpump Rules. This is Trainwreck Rules, the show where we get on here every episode, post-episode, and break it down. Typically, we have my man AQ in the saddle with me, but we have a great replacement this week on the show. He is a self-proclaimed Buffalo sports sufferer, professional dog petter, beer nerd, and pizza fanatic, Vinny DiStefano. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you describe your fanhood of Vanderpump Rules?
It's a good question. I'd say like a 7.5, I would say.
Okay. All right. So you're pretty revved up.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not about the pasta for you.
It's not. It's not about the pasta. Not at all.
Hey, well, sometimes you got to make it about deliciousness. And if that is something you prioritize, make sure to get to Picasso's Pizza. Any other locations in the region, get to picassospizza.net for the best pizza in Western New York. So we pick up right where we left off, Vinny. It's at the beach. We got Ariana on kind of a rampage, so to speak. What did you think of this ending last week, and how did you think it kind of melted over into this week's episode?
Yeah, I think when it ended last week, I was like a little bit like Ariana, you know, was coming off a little bit too strong. And I still kind of felt like that towards the end of this episode. It's a TV show. They're forced to be together. You know what I mean? So I felt like she was coming off a little bit too harsh. Not to jump ahead, but I did feel kind of bad for her again later on in the episode. But it kind of picked off where it left off, so to speak, with my opinion on her.
This storyline kind of evolves on me because, yeah, last week it was the same thing as me. I was kind of, you're saying the same thing I was feeling. I was kind of frustrated by Ariana's, you know, kind of whirlwind of emotion. But I think she kind of wanted the revenge on Sandoval by keeping the house and staying in the house and being a thorn in his side. But she didn't realize the toll that would take on her, obviously. So definitely. I think we were seeing that kind of melt over, especially in their interactions. And everyone is kind of, even their friends are struggling to understand what's going on there. So I don't think it's any surprise that us as viewers are struggling. Speaking of struggling to understand, Tori, talk to me about Tori, Vinny. Is this just a plain and simple reality show plant? Because that's what it seemed to me.
I am not a fan of Tori whatsoever. I just immediately off-putting. Yes, I feel like if she's not a plant, she's clearly just desperate to be in the show. I mean, starts off as a nanny. Then now she's trying to date two of the cast members. She just came off very, very forced.
Seriously. So we have Schwartz going on a date with her. And in the middle of that, she makes out with Katie at the bar and she's going on a date with Katie. I have in my notes here, the weirdest things get Schwartz horny. I swear to God, he's kind of random about like getting sexually excited, but it seemed like he was loving the fact that this girl just made out with his ex-wife and had a date with her. And he was loving the fact that he was on a date with her in between.
That's very true. It seemed a little bit of almost like a game between the two of them almost to see who would get the one upping. But he's also, I thought it was kind of funny. He was very easily manipulated. Katie was like, oh yeah, go talk to those other girls. And then just starts putting on the game on Tori. It was pretty funny how easily he was manipulated there.
Now, speaking of manipulated, those girls at the bar, Sandoval offers to buy him a drink, and then they go, oh, vodka shot and tequila. did they manipulate their way into a double round there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They knew what they were doing.
I can't blame them. So, again, we got that storyline very crazy, and I think this leads to a semi-Schwartz spiral, a triple S, as we might call it, because then we get the real Slim Schwartzy with that blonde hairdo. So what did you think of this dye job?
I think he was trying to capitalize on the Ryan Gosling bleach blonde look from Barbie. I think that's kind of in now.
It makes perfect sense. That literally was, I mean, he said he had Kennergy on the show or whatever, but that really wasn't exactly that timing. Now that you bring that up, that's why we got our insider Vinny DiStefano here filling in for AQ on Trainwreck Rules, brought to you back at Picasso's Pizza. So let's see on my notes here. I got Joe and Lala getting hot dogs. This is an interesting segment to me because I think historically Lala really is one of the more edgier cast members. Mm-hmm. She's one of the ones that's a little tougher to get along with. But instead, Schwartz kind of and how Lala's maybe evolved similar to how James is much different than, you know, 4 to 6 seasons ago. Has Lala really become that softer member of the cast that maybe is a little bit easier to get along with, having maybe she's been through the same experience that, you know, some of these girls are experiencing?
Yeah, you know, I gotta say, Lala's a very polarizing figure. Like, there's been times where I've really liked her, and there's been times she's just been like just very annoying. And this season, she does kind of seem like a little bit of a new person. I mean, she's a little bit more understanding, a lot more calm. I mean, she still has her moments. She still stands up for herself. But I don't know. I kind of liked the Lala and Joe combo. Like, Lala is somebody that can, I feel like, not be easily off put by bizarre behavior. So like, she's like, you know, she can hang. So I kind of liked it together. And I don't know. I'm a little bit of a, I think Joe gets is misunderstood personally. I kind of like Joe.
Well, yes, I think first off, the Joe slander, as I guess you would say, from the like Sheena, Katie, Ariana side of the group is a little crazy. I think it's a little bit too much of a backlash given their husbands and their situations, I guess, is what they're specifically mad about. But yeah, I mean, Joe, and I think this episode was kind of proof of it, was kind of like innocent in all of this. Was there was kind of an innocence, or even if she did want to, you know, kind of work her way up the Schwartz Mountain, so to speak. You know, there was just an innocence about Joe that seemed to stick out in this episode. And it seemed like she was, you know, like you said, she kind of could hang in certain situations, which was impressive in this reality TV sphere. I mean, these Vanderpump girls, you know, they're not easy to get along with. They're not easy to break into a new, you know, friend group like that. So it is impressive, but yeah, there's something about that. And that shined through at the streetlight party. By the way, you ever been to a streetlight party in your life?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, it reminds me of something from like high school or college, but they got the bracelets on the arm.
Yeah.
And this is where you know, Schwartz really became vintage Schwartz. Makeout slut, as he called it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was tough to watch with Joe and him. It's kind of like, I feel like, on one hand, Schwartz is just like the last one in the room to always catch something. But then when Joe dropped that bomb, and like, who knows if it's how it's true or not, but that they exchanged "I love yous." Like, I usually like Schwartz if I'm entertaining, but that was kind of cold. And you know, I don't know. I also think it was interesting with Joe and Schwartz. Like, she was purposely kind of messing up his hair at the thing, kind of like trying to sabotage his game a little bit.
Agreed. It was very funny. I think she did his hair, and then one of the guy friends was like, "No one's gonna fuck him with his hair like that." And like, there was the interesting angle of like that all going on. And yeah, I mean, the proof was in the pudding at this party, because when Schwartz kissed the other girl, Joe was basically like flailing. Like, and I say that with respect. She was flailing.
Yeah,
So that was tough to see. Speaking of tough to see, paintballing. Sandoval with the professional outfit. Are we surprised or are we not surprised?
I literally wrote down Sandoval with a paintball outfit, the least surprising thing ever. And I was getting vibes when he was at the paintball of like Bradley Cooper and Wedding Crashers football scene, just like super overly into it.
Yes.
It
was
pretty hilarious.
Yes, perfectly matched that. By the way, before I get into this final sequence with Schwartz and Joe, any other notes that you had from the episode that stuck out?
Let's see. I liked Lala sticking up for herself with the Katie scene when they're at the kind of the girls' night.
Yep.
Like, Katie, for the most part of this episode, actually wasn't too bad. I don't know, something about her kind of mean girlish nastiness I don't love, but I kind of respected her, like, kind of like, I don't give a attitude for the episode today, except for the stuff with Joe. She just kind of went back to that mean girlness. And I like that Lala is like one of the only people that can kind of match her like quickness, you know? And I like that scene from Lala.
It was crazy. I thought it was crazy that they were so vindictive when she brought, like, she was almost afraid to bring up that she went and had lunch with Joe. Crazy to me.
Exactly.
But yeah, it was good to see Lala on that. Anything else you got?
They're all bad at golf.
Yes, they are all bad at golf. That was a pure pump like script scene. Like, I just feel like nobody called anybody to set that up. Like, Top Golf probably had a, you know, a sponsorship or something, work them in, free spot and everything. But again, that's another, you know, you talk about Lala evolving. Aaron and I have talked about it all season, though. I mean, James is just so much different than years past. Yeah. I think James of old would have been like almost giddy and kind of like involving himself in this drama, where now he just thinks it's kind of peculiar and weird and like can't wait to talk about it in confessional. Like, that's the new James.
Yeah. He's, I think, out of all the characters, had the most like evolution for sure in terms of like what he was before. Definitely.
Seriously. And then obviously we have kind of our ultimate scene always at the end in the last 5 to 7 minutes here. So we have Schwartz straightening it out with Joe. This is the, there are two quotes that stuck out from Joe during the during this time. But shut the fuck up. And then when they were crying, like they she went through kind of a spiral phase, which is like when someone I guess it's like when you get denied at like the moment, you kind of look at the long term. And she goes, but us together would be so easy. We'd be so disgustingly ugly and old. Do you agree? And just when you put those quotes out there, I mean, you see what a crazy situation this was getting out of hand.
Yeah. It was a tough to watch scene because like you feel for her a little bit there. I mean, she clearly is in love with him and yeah. It was hard. And then when Schwartz was like, am I sending you mixed signals? I'm like, yeah, you think like he's just, he doesn't get it sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
And,
he didn't get it when, even after he had delivered it to her, Joseph. Yeah, like he's still being like that funny, like plushy Jello Schwartz. And he just can't be that situation. So I didn't know. It's not a great ending for Schwartz there. But okay. Out of 0 to 10, how do you like this episode? May the best woman win. Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, you know, I honestly feel like this was my favorite episode of the season so far in terms of it wasn't super heavy in the drama. There were some dramatic moments, but it was fun.
It was light Vanderpump Rules drama instead of life altering drama and everything.
That's kind of what I liked to start with the show. So I'm going to give it a solid 7.7.
Okay, 7.7. That would be like close to my highest for the season. I'm right there with you. I like, again, the first half of the season, it felt like it was all Scandoval. It was all Scandoval all the time. Every storyline had a Scandoval, you know, go back to it, et cetera, et cetera. This episode was more like relationship drama, like little, like, you know, social situations, things like that. That felt a little bit more Vanderpumpy. I'm going to give it a 7.3. So again, one of my higher scorings for the season for sure. Definitely some above average Vanderpump. I will kick it off on the poo-poo head of the night. This was an interesting one, but ultimately I am going to give it to Ariana for this night. And I think it's cause she follows up, you know, how upset she was with the situation last time. And I feel like she just didn't build upon that at all. If I was her, if I am filming a scene without Tom Sandoval or something in it, I would be like pushing more like, this is my, like, you know, I want to stick out as an individual, et cetera, et cetera. At Girls Night Out, she didn't stick out. It was more Lala, Katie, and that interaction that you talked about. So I thought Ariana missed a big opportunity with a bounce back episode after the way last episode ended and kind of went. So for that reason, she's my poo-poo of the night. And I don't love to pick Ariana as the poo-poo of the night, but everyone else had a pretty good episode at the end of the day for what they wanted to accomplish. So who's your poo-poo head of the night?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we can count. If we can't count a non regular cast member.
Oh, you can count anybody. Anybody can win.
I think it's obviously a tie between Tori and Schwartz.
Okay.
Tori was just, again, every moment she was on the television, she was just annoying. Like the Bob Ross comment, that was just like perfect.
Bob Ross is ridiculous. Now, on the flip side, because I just have to juxtaposition you, that's why I love what she accomplished this episode. Okay, she went from basically being a nobody to a main storyline for like 20 minutes of it. So I appreciate that. But I get what you're saying. When all of her appearance, she was basically just on ecstasy the whole time. Like, oh, you're so pretty. Oh, you're so good looking. Like, you know, like, does she have anything else going on besides just compliments? I mean, she's, I agree with that. Exactly what you're talking about her back and forth, for sure.
But you're right. It does make good television. So from a sense of good television, she accomplished something and she got a reaction out of us. So I guess to that, maybe she's not the poo-poo head. And with Schwartz, like, I've always liked him. I just felt like he just came kind of off like a bit of a jerk today, personally. I felt pretty bad for Joe. So
he looked like an air. Well, when you consider that he was getting his hair dyed and everything, and then how the episode ends, he did really look like a dweebazoid for sure. But hey, don't be a dweebazoid. Make sure you're following along with Trainer Girls. Great debut from Vinny DiStefano here. He's going to Sir. He's going to Pump. He's going to Mall tonight because that was a great debut here on Vanderpump Rules. Thank you, Sir. And everyone, make sure to have a good night now.